Hey, this is Mike Slater at San Diego, filling in for the great Bill O'Reilly. It's Monday, August 29th. When did August go? 2022. You're listening to the O'Reilly Update. Here's what's happening today in America. Migrant encounters at the southern border reach a record high. No one's talking about it. Latest polls show Trump and DeSantis tied in Florida. Hollywood celebrities hire at-home security as crime surges, and Americans turn to fast food to cope with high food prices. Also coming up, the message of the day. But first, the number of migrants encountered at the border passing 2 million people this fiscal year, the most on record. The previous high was last year when 1.7 million people illegally entered the United States. Abandoned by the federal government, Arizona is constructing new sections of the border wall. Good for them. And Texas is sending thousands of Central Americans to sanctuary cities like New York and Washington, D.C. Fantastic. And I love how D.C. is like, oh, we're so overwhelmed. There's a couple buses. It's like, well, what do you think Texas is dealing with? A survey from the University of North Florida finds Ron DeSantis and Donald Trump in a virtual dead heat. 47% of Republicans in Florida prefer the governor compared to 45% who back the former president. That's within the survey's margin of error. 7% say they'd prefer someone else. Another poll released last month shows Trump beating DeSantis by 40 points nationwide. Incredible. It is Trump's for the taking, it seems. The rich and famous in Los Angeles are turning to private security guards for home protection. Celebrities now hiring round-the-clock teams after a series of high-profile burglaries. These criminals, they follow celebrities home and just sneak in behind their gates and then rob them blind. Data from the police department shows a 57% increase in robberies, 29% bump in homicides, and 30% jump in violent felonies. A recent poll finds 42% of residents in LA feel unsafe in their own homes. It's one thing to feel unsafe walking through Skid Row. It's another when you're in the sanctuary of your own house. But they keep voting for Democrats. Even these celebrities vote to take your gun rights away, but then they have their private security teams with guns, of course. A record number of Americans are dining at fast food restaurants to save money on groceries. While prices at the supermarket are up between 15 and 25%, menu items at national chains have remained relatively stable. The result, more people are eating at McDonald's, Chick-fil-A, Burger King, Wendy's, and Taco Bell for their daily intake. Coming up, the message of the day. Did you see the attack from the Biden White House on six Republicans in particular, an effort to humiliate them? But it's not just those six. It's a good warning sign of what's to come for you, too. That's coming up.
Everything is expensive these days, you know that. The government is printing trillions of dollars in consumer prices higher than ever. If the government continues its printing and spending, the dollar could continue its free fall and lose its coveted role as the world reserve currency. Let's hope that doesn't happen. But there are a few things you can do right now. American Hartford Gold can show you how to protect your money, your retirement, your hard-earned savings against inflation by helping you diversify a portion of your portfolio into physical gold and silver. Start with a short phone call, and they can have physical gold and silver delivered right to your door or put inside your 401k or IRA. So please call or text them right now. Tell them Bill O'Reilly sent you. Call 877-444-GOLD, 877-444-GOLD, or text GOLD to 65532. Again, that's 877-444-GOLD, or text GOLD to 65532.
Hey, this is Mike Slater filling in for Bill O'Reilly. Now it's time for the O'Reilly Update message of the day. I am very concerned about this recent Twitter thread from the official White House Twitter account. This is an official proclamation from the executive branch of the federal government. I'm wondering if this bothers you as much as this concerns me. So here's the background. Biden, of course, last week announced that they're going to forgive $10,000 of student loans for most people with loans, right? And some Republicans came out after that announcement and said, hey, here are some reasons why we think this is a bad idea. Here's why we disagree with this policy decision that you've made. This is basic stuff. There's nothing beyond the pale here. It actually felt good to talk about this issue for once. It reminded me of the Tea Party back in like 2010 or so. It's like a basic economic issue. You are enacting this policy. Here's why we think it won't help. Here's actually why we think it'll make things worse. And here's how you, the government, caused this problem in the first place. And now you're not going to be the ones to solve it if you caused it. And here are four things that we think could actually solve the problem instead. This is all basic, normal politics. So someone like Republican Congresswoman Marjorie Taylor Greene, she came out and she said, I disagree with this policy. And the White House responded hard. Congresswoman Marjorie Taylor Greene had $183,000 in PPP loans forgiven. Hypocrite. Like, whoa. That escalated quickly. Vern Buchanan, Congresswoman in Florida, said this policy is unfair to those who have sacrificed so much to pay back their loans properly. And the White House responds, Congressman Vern Buchanan had over $2.3 million in PPP loans forgiven. Hypocrite! They did this to six Republican congressmen. The point the White House was making is that these Republicans had their loans forgiven, just like we're forgiving the loans, the student loans of 43 million Americans. But hold on, those aren't the same thing at all. PPP stands for Paycheck Protection Program. We got to go way back in time to the beginning of COVID. Do you remember 2 weeks to stop the spread? It's a national emergency. We're all going to die. Everyone stay home. So business owners like these six congresspeople and millions of others said, well, hold on, how am I going to pay my employees? And the government said, oh, don't worry about it. We are going to give you in your business a loan. And if you use that money for payroll, if you use that money to continue to pay your employees so they can keep food on the table, then we will turn that loan into a grant. If you use that loan money on other things, then you have to pay it back to us. But if you spend it on payroll, then it will just turn into a grant. Those were the terms of the PPP, the Paycheck Protection Program, right up front. That was the original deal. The fact that these six congresspeople had their loans forgiven means that they did exactly the right thing. They did exactly what they said they were going to do. They gave that money to their employees. We should be thanking them, not humiliating them or mocking them or sneering them like the White House is doing. And if you add student loans, then you also know the terms of the agreement. Listen, the student loans and the entire college system is a massive scam for most people. Most people didn't need to go to college. As Mike Rowe said, we are lending money we don't have to kids who can't pay it back to train them for jobs that no longer exist. But the terms were laid out for student loans and they were laid out for PPP loans as well. And then Biden the other day calling MAGA Republicans semi-fascists. I don't know. I feel like using the federal government to humiliate people for following the rules, that to me seems like something a fascist would do. Just telling you, watch out for those 87,000 new IRS agents. They're coming to humiliate you and make your life miserable too, even when you do play by the rules. Something you might not know. Coming up next.
Hey guys, it is Ryan. I'm not sure if you know this about me, but I'm a bit of a fun fanatic when I can. I like to work, but I like fun too. It's a thing. And now the truth is out there. I can tell you about my favorite place to have fun. Chumba Casino. They have hundreds of social casino style games to choose from with new games released each week. You can play for free anytime, anywhere. And each day brings a new chance to collect daily bonuses. So join me in the fun. Sign up now at ChumbaCasino.com. No purchase necessary. VGW. Void where prohibited by
law. See terms and conditions. 18+. Hey, this is Mike Slater filling in for Bill O'Reilly. Now it's time for something you might not know. Nationwide, 65% of fourth graders cannot read at grade level. And fourth grade level, it's not expecting that much. And they'll never be able to read well as long as they live. What are we doing? The public school system can't be fixed. It can only be completely destroyed and rebuilt from scratch. And I know that sounds dramatic, but you know that if we had to start from scratch, no one would ever rebuild it to look like it does today. And I could bombard you with numbers, but that's all you need. 65% of fourth graders can't read, and we're okay with this? Now, one thing we could do to start fixing the public schools, at least a little bit, is to fire the bad teachers. Can you get more common sense than that? Are you good at your job? No, I'm not. Okay, then go find a new one. But we don't do that. Instead, we fire teachers based on seniority. First in, first out. So the newest teachers get fired first, even if they're the better teachers. But in Minnesota, they've really kicked up the crazy to a whole new level. Now they're not going to be firing black teachers, only the white teachers. So when layoffs come, the white teachers are going to be fired first. The black teachers stay on. So this is racist. but why have this policy? Well, 60% of the students in Minnesota schools are of color, but only 16% of the tenured teachers. 60% of the students, only 16% of the teachers. And the left has this belief that black kids learn better with black teachers. Now, reject that premise on its face. There is no reason why a black student cannot learn from a white teacher or an Asian teacher or a Hispanic teacher. If it were true that students learn better when taught by someone of their own kind, could you imagine if I went into my kid's school or you went into your kid's school and said, whoa. My child is white and this teacher is black. I don't think so. I want what's best for my child. My child deserves the best education. And we all know that my child can't learn from a black woman. Please find someone who's white. Oh, God, how awful is that? Could you imagine? But that's what these people are doing in Minnesota. They think it's great. Now, you want to know what crazy things are? If you think that kids of any skin color can learn from teachers of any skin color today in the year of our Lord 2022, you're the racist. Amazing. More coming up.
Judy was boring.
Hello.
Then Judy discovered Chumbacasino.com.
It's my little escape.
Now Judy's the life of the party.
Oh, baby. Mama's bringing home the bacon.
Whoa. Take it easy, Judy. The Chumba life is for everybody. So go to ChumbaCasino.com and play over 100 casino-style games. Join today and play for free for your chance to redeem some serious prizes. Ch-ch-chumba. ChumbaCasino.com. No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus terms and conditions apply. See website for details.
MikeSlater.locals.com. Thanks so much for being here. Thank you, Bill, for letting me fill in. We'll see you again tomorrow. Spread the word.